for the Pine City Council special meeting of Monday, March 15th, 2010 is called to order at 5:08 p.m. And we'll take roll call, starting with Councilor Greiner, please.
Councilor Greiner.
Mayor Shields.
Councilor Hedges.
Councilor McAfee.
Councilor Douglas Ward.
Mr. Assistant Patty Morgan.
All right, thank you. All seated council, or all council is present. Jeremy's been excused because there really is no need for his participation, even by telephone conference in this meeting. And, of course, Luana is on vacation. So everyone who is supposed to be here is here. Gloria, would you like to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Okay, as you know, we had our review of all of the applicants for the all of our consultant to create land use ordinances applicants at our regular meeting last week, at which time the intent was to have made our selection. However, two counselors were not quite ready, Councilor Hedges and myself. I understand now that all counselors are ready to make their selection. The way we're going to do this is I will call for a motion for selection of consultant. Anyone wanting to make a motion should say so and identify the consultant in their motion. And if seconded, then we'll take a vote. If that vote comes out with a majority vote, then we won't have to continue on. If not, we'll continue the process until we have a majority vote on one of the consultants. Now, having said that, I talked with Councilor Hedges earlier today, and she said she would like to have some discussion or at least a statement of why any counselor who makes a motion is making a motion for that particular consultant, correct? Mm-hmm. And that's fine. We can, when a motion is made, it's perfectly all right to state the reason for that motion. And we can even second the motion and then go on and have discussion. Once discussion is closed and I call for a vote, then there will be no further discussion. So remember, once the vote is called for, no further discussion. Does anyone have any questions? Council?
No questions.
All right. With that, I will call for a motion for selection of consultant. A selection of consultant.
I'll start.
Is that okay? That's fine.
Sure.
Councilor Hedges? I just got two signals at the same time.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's all right. Ladies first. Go ahead.
Then I would move that we appoint the Siegel Corporation as our urban land use ordinance consultant.
And would you like to explain that?
I would. They have an excellent schedule layout in their book. There are no travel fees involved. It's included in the cost of the work, which is very reasonable. It's in line with the others. And I like the presentation and the areas that they have worked in and the work that they have done and the references.
Very good. Any other input, discussion?
Do we do one nomination at a time, or?
Yeah, well, let's go ahead and do one at a time.
One at a time, okay.
So the reason that I didn't pick Siegel was because I wish I had my email, but
yeah, it's hard to remember.
Oh God, thank you. Okay, on D, the approach of philosophy used in providing services, I felt that it was dependent on city staff, and it would use, and it didn't include in their budget the photocopying cost.
May I respond to that?
Sure.
Most of the other ones did not either.
Okay.
Just for the record, I had called a couple of them to find out for sure, and they were not included. They said that they could add it in at a larger cost, greater cost.
Okay, do you have any comments or questions on this motion, Councilor Greiner?
I think the big choice here is, do we want to go with a new...
Well, on this particular motion, for Siegel, do you have any comments?
Right.
Or?
No.
Listen.
I would like to say that I think that all five of the companies are very well qualified, although Siegel is not the one that I would pick, and they're not the one that I favor. That I think is the best choice. Okay.
I have no comment. I'll call for... There's no further comment. Council discussion. I'll call for a second on that motion. Okay, we're not getting a second, so that motion dies. Before we move on to another motion for selection, if anyone in the audience like to give any input on that particular consultant? All right, I will again call for a motion for selection of consultant. Councilor Ward.
I would like to recommend select Deborah McMahon of DMC and James Lewis of Ferenda LLC to be the group that does our creation of land use ordinances. My reasons, they did our comp plan. We were associated with them for over a year. I think they did an excellent job, and their price is in line with everybody else, and I'm very confident that they can do the job that we want them to do. That's all I have to say.
Councilor McAfee, any input?
No.
Councilor McAfee? Of course I do. I think that we could use a new outlook on the city. I would like to have an more, I don't know, I think that they're so used to what is going on here. I think that it would be good to have a fresh eye on this.
Okay.
That's it.
Councilor Greiner, any comment?
I feel that that's my choice, personally.
All right. Well, I will also chime in and say I also am in favor of DMC Forterra, simply because every one of the consultants, in my mind, was so good and could have done the job. I felt confident that any one of them could do what we needed done, and that I also felt that every one of them actually relates to Lapine, that what I think was demonstrated to me. So what I had to do was go back and look for anything that would be a drawback so that I could eliminate people. And right off the bat, and this is by no fault of any consultant, I eliminated those who are not in the geographical area, because it just, I think there are some advantages to being in Central Oregon. I think they're obvious, so I'm not going to expound on that. And then also that I had to look for anything that would be a distinct advantage of one consultant over another that was left, and, or any others. And I, contrary to your thinking, felt that the fact that DMC Forterra has worked with us for so long and has a good rapport with us and never made a misstep that I can see tells me that there's no reason. Why would you make a change just for the sake of making change? I couldn't see any reason to do that, so that's my input on that. So public comment? Any other, just one second please, any other council comment, discussion? Then I'll call for a second on that motion.
I'll second.
All right, motion has been made and seconded. Do we have any public comment on that?
Vicki Jackson, 173 Mid Court. I got a couple things. Last Wednesday, the council passed an emergency measure for the safety of the public, and I still am unclear why that happened. And I don't know if the deadline for DMC wasn't met or the attorney. I'm still unclear on that, because normally, I was talking to Ed Chris, when you pass the ordinance, you follow state goals, and you are supposed to allow for a 90-day period before it becomes effective. That was my one question. I don't have anything personally against them. The other four did have like a team of experts, and I felt with Deborah and James, I think they probably done a good job on your comp plan. I think you have more resources with the four other companies. And the others did provide a timeline where DMC did not give you a timeline. So those are my feelings. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes.
As somebody that was involved in a corporation and knowing how many...
Oh, and I'm sorry, did you state your name?
I'm sorry, Gloria Fleming. Knowing how many of the people feel in the area, I think that Deborah and James have a real advantage because they have the personal contract. Not only, you know, they've reached out to the community and they have a feeling for what the people here really want, not just certain people, you know. And so they made a real effort to because of the comprehensive plan, they made a real effort to find that out. So I think that's a real advantage going in. I think anybody else would have to basically do that over again. So, you know, to get the same kind of information.
Thank you. Karen?
I thought all the companies answered all the questions.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, state your name.
Karen Ward. I thought they answered the questions very well, presented themselves very well, were well up to date. My problem with changing is the same as was just stated. I feel they reached out to the public. Not only did they do their own thing, but they made sure it was what the people in the town and the surrounding area wanted. Each time that they were asked or we had a problem with them, I saw them back up, take two steps, and redo it. A lot of times you don't see that. People work for their own advantage, and I don't feel that they do that.
Good input. I didn't hear anything that makes me change my mind. But thank you, everyone, for your input. Counselors? Any other discussion? Question? Is everyone ready to vote?
Yes.
All right then, I will call on a roll call vote for the selection of DMC / Corterra as the consultant to create land use ordinances.
Don't we get another motion, another nomination at all?
Well, we'll take this vote, and if we don't, if we don't get a majority, then there'll be another nomination. If we do get a majority vote, then that tells you that's what it was going to be anyway. Hmm. If we don't get a majority vote on this, then obviously someone still has another way to go. So the vote has been called for. Roll call vote, please.
Councilor Ward, yes.
Councilor Mulladen, yes.
Councilor Hedges, no.
Mayor Shields, yes.
Councilor Brenner, yes.
Right, thank you, Council. Motion passes 4-1. And sometimes we just get outnumbered, but I think it was a good process, and I like to see it when people stick to their guns. Thank you for that, Councilor Hedges. Appreciate it.
Well, I hope it goes differently.
You know, I personally think that it really bodes well for everyone who, I mean, you guys all showed a lot of interest, and you did a lot of preparation work. And if I had not known anybody in this room, it would have been an extremely difficult thing for me to decide on. So, and I personally want to thank all five of you, even though only three of you are here. Thank you very much, all of you.
And that's exactly where I was coming from.
I'm sorry?
There's only two here.
If I could say something real quickly, I'd like to thank you for the discussion tonight. To me, that's why I'm here, is to listen to the reasons for your particular choice, so that next time, and maybe in the next place, I can prepare a better proposal. But thank you for...
Oh, there was nothing wrong with the proposal. I didn't see anything wrong with any of the proposals.
No, I don't either.
It was like you had a difficult...
It was difficult, and I felt the same way as Councilor Ward. And in fact, I have a great capacity for disassociating, and when we got these packets, I looked at them in that, the proposals, I looked at them as though I were a complete stranger to every one of those companies, and I struggled with them, and that's why I had to go back to what I know and why change horses in the middle of the stream. And if I hadn't had that, I don't know where I would have gone. It was just that close to me. There was no one thing otherwise that said, well, we should, in my mind, that said we should choose this company over that one. So it came down basically to why change just for the sake of changing, in my mind. So, no, your proposal was very good.
May I make a comment, please?
Yes.
In going through all of these proposals, I noticed that they're very close in the number of hours that would be spent to do it. Very close. In fact, three are exactly the same on the proposal as far as dollars and cents are concerned. And there was only one that was put in that had an amount, and they said they would add expenses. And I, too, was impressed with what's in these proposals. They all seem to be, and I made out a sheet on each one, and they all have advantages. Every single one of them has advantages. And so, in my mind, what I had to do is go back and figure out which one had the most advantage that I thought. And the reason I came up with McMahon is exactly what was said. They've had such a good relationship with people in this community, and they've accepted our reasons for wanting to make some changes in what they've done. And I really think we made a good selection. I'm not saying that we couldn't have had a great selection from any one of the rest of you, but that's what made me feel that was best, is because they do have a rapport with our community.
And thank you, Councilor Greiner. Well, we have completed the purpose of our meeting, so we can adjourn at any time. However, I don't mind if people still have things they want to say or questions they want to ask. If council agrees, we can hang in there a little bit longer. And, or is anyone just dying to adjourn?
I have no problem with that.
All right.
I do have a question. What is the next step in the process now?
Oh, thank you. Yes, the next step will be, Patty, thank you for bringing that up. I was supposed to do that. Patty will notify all of the consultants of the results of the vote. And I will notify Jeremy. He asked me to contact him after the meeting. And then Jeremy and staff will start the process of awarding the contract, or you know, doing, putting the contract together, and I'm not sure what that entails.
Okay, I will tell the rest of the Planning Commission on Wednesday when we have our meeting.
Oh, thank you. Been done, so. Thank you. Appreciate that. So, yes, Vicki.
In the white agenda book, you didn't have the scoring sheet that Jeremy provided. So, is that something that could be reviewed for the public?
Mm-hmm. And I don't...
It wasn't really a scoring sheet.
Or whatever it was to grade. Another thing I'll say, being an outside company, how is an outside company going to ever be able to work for the city? Because it seems like what weighed mostly was your relationship with them. They're doing a great job. But if somebody coming from the outside wanting to do this proposal, it kind of seems like it's going to be pretty tough. And I'm not a consultant whatsoever, but it just kind of sounds, because their relationship, you're used to them, you work together, and that's the only thing I see as a person from the outside having to contend with the city. But that's my personal opinion, you know, because they're saying, well, I was used to working with them, they know everybody, I'm comfortable, they do a good job. But then, you know, you had beautiful proposals.
Mm-hmm.
So
we did.
Yes.
It was tough. It was
Thank
really
you.
Tough. So.
By the same token, if they hadn't to work for us, work with us and did what the community wanted,
mm-hmm.
I don't think there's anyone here that would have voted for them.
Mm-hmm.
I certainly wouldn't have.
My, what I liked about the others is that they were including the council and for training, and I haven't really gotten that feeling from Deborah and James that they had ever come to us and said, what do you think about this, or do you have any ideas for us? And I'm wondering, are we going to be involved in this, or is it going to be staff and Jeremy and Deborah and James?
Hmm. I always felt like they involved the council.
Well, they're the mayor now, but I didn't really get that feeling.
Well, it has nothing to do with me being mayor. They came and gave us updates and presentations at our meetings, and they did Planning Commission training, correct? Lori?
Yeah.
So
And actually, on this project, they'll be working with the planning commissioners.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. Yes, but that also will involve the city council, too.
I mean, to a certain degree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, and of course, the planning commission meetings, you know, we look forward to having council meeting, our councilors there.
Mm-hmm.
So.
To comment on your comment about the scorecard,
mm-hmm.
That was never intended to be a scorecard. That was merely a guideline
mm-hmm.
for the things that we should look at and consider with all five of the companies. And quite frankly, on my part,
mm-hmm.
All five of them scored equally as well on the suggestions, the scorecard, if you mm-hmm. want to call it that. I had to rely on past experience.
Mm-hmm.
I've worked with this group for a year. I've seen what they've done. They bent over backwards to make it work. They've taken everybody's suggestions from everywhere and put them into the plan, even suggestions that I don't agree with.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
the way that's the process.
I just feel that with their past experience, it's not to say you wouldn't do a wonderful job. That's not to say. But with their past experience, I felt that they were the best people to go with. Now, there's going to be other opportunities. We just get started on this thing, so don't be discouraged.
That's for sure.
Before we get too far.
If I could say something really quick in response to your question.
Sure.
We knew coming in that if Deborah McMahon had done a good job and was pleased with the comprehensive plan, that it was going to be an uphill battle. And that's always the case. I think if a jurisdiction is happy with past work that a consultant does, that they will lean toward it, and rightfully so. Why take a chance on Lotec or M&S when you have a known quantity? And that's just the breaks of the game. Mm-hmm. Well, home team.
We'll have to think about it. Your planning commissioner, it's too bad they didn't get a chance to review the proposal and maybe come back with a recommendation, because they will be working with the planning commission, I think even more in depth with than yourselves, but it's too late now.
Well, but that's not a requirement. This is a duty of the council is to make these selections. And, of course, the planning commission as a whole or individually had the same opportunity as anyone else to come in and review all of the materials that were received, and none of them chose to do so. Councilor Greiner?
I noticed in the proposals that many of the proposals that came in had teams that worked on not just this particular type of a situation, but they have teams that work on a variety of things that we're going to have to do down the line. And I didn't see that McMahon had those. So it appears to me like, although McMahon might have gotten this one, that down the road when we have to get consultants for other types of things, I think you all have plans that would fit very well into what we're going to need in the future. And I certainly wouldn't discourage any of you from turning in a proposal, because I felt that they were all excellent. And like I said, it was as a new counselor coming on board in December and reading that comprehensive plan and making a suggestion right away and having them come up and address it and say, hey, that's a good suggestion and maybe we need to address it. That's one of the things that made me feel that they were really interested in getting it done and done right. So I wouldn't back off and say you can never get into Lapine, because I don't think there's things that they can do in Lapine. I think that these other proposals that we got would address it much better. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilor Greiner, for that. And that's one reason, too, why I'm holding on to all of my proposals, because I have that same thought that, you know, there's a lot of talent here, people who can do different things. So, yes.
So, my name is Michael McGee with KSZO, and I know everybody wants to go enjoy their evening, so I don't want to keep you, but I just want to say, I know we appreciate the process, and this isn't easy for you guys to do, and, you know, it's a little bit nervous, you saw that when I had Greg, and we've both worked with Devin and James, I know they'll do a great job for you, and that's just the nature of the business. If someone's doing good work for you, then that's always the team to beat. You know, if they've stubbed their toe, then sometimes that can open the door. Or you look for ways to add value or provide something. We knew that we know looking in at this what's going on. I spoke to Deborah and asked her if she was proposing, and she thought I was asking to team with her. But she said, oh, this would be great opportunity. And then she goes, oh, okay. But that's just the way it goes. And I just want to say thank you very much, because I know you did a fair and open process, and it was really great for us, I can say, that you took the extra time. I know it made me feel awkward, but from us, we're all saying, I hope you take the time, because that's what we want you to do, is make the right decision. And we know there's going to be more work, and that's exactly what we're here for. That's why we're here, to listen and learn, because every time we are here, it's an opportunity to see what are the challenges you're facing, because that's what we want to do, is provide solutions and opportunities. So we will be back, I'm sure of that. And I'm glad you like our proposals, because we spent time in it to put it together. I did have one question for you, which was, I'm very confident that James and Deb will do a great job for you, and but I also know you have to negotiate. And do you have a stepper, a number two, or they generally ask you to do it in case you have an issue, or to go to a second person or a second firm, or is that even a necessary? I'm just asking because I'm not expecting you to do it. Maybe it's something you follow up with them, or if you haven't already.
Is that usually customary?
Well, usually when you do the scoring, you know, then you have.
Yeah.
I would say my recommendation, having done that, you're in a better position to negotiate if they know you have an eager and waiting firm ready to take that on to resolve those issues, yeah. Such as the legal. We felt it was important to that role be paid for out of your grant.
Right.
So you need to obviously go through that and get the best you can for the money that you have available. And I don't think you need to decide it tonight, but I would say, whoever it is, you might want to have a plan.
And no, we didn't have, but I think that rather than going out again, I'm just going to go out on a limb here for proposals, we would probably just go through the process again with the proposals that we have, take it back to another vote, you know. But like I said, I'm just throwing that out, going out on a limb saying that might be what we would do.
It's highly unexpected.
Yeah.
I don't think I have even a remote idea that that would happen. I just know that it does help you, mm-hmm. and it will help Jeremy to know that if something occurs that you just say you need to have, I'm just looking at the council in this case, to have the leverage for him to do his job, just negotiate the best deal you can.
But I think that's already there when everyone saw what a struggle it was for us to make a decision. So, but that's good input. Future selections, yeah.
And because we're new, I think that the next time that we do go out for an RFQ, I think the selection process should be a little bit more formal, and we'll probably have scoring sheets and that type of thing, and that council really knows what the criteria is that we should be judging on. Mm-hmm. That was a learning process.
I thought the thing that we're calling a scoring sheet was, you know, quite sufficient because it named those criteria, and we were making the same comparison of whatever it was, six or eight items of every consultant. So
right. It was good. But in the next time around, I think that maybe that we should document it with just going ahead and doing that.
Mm-hmm.
So that we can have, you know, like a second place and have those.
Yeah, it might work a little.
Yeah.
You're going to remember that. It's going to be in the minutes. And we'll all go back.
We did that at the staff hiring process.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We did it differently.
Oh, okay.
I don't know about anybody else, but I had a second choice. If we had the selected McMahon, I had a second choice in mind as to where I thought we could, who would be second best. So, I mean, so I was thinking that way.
I did also.
Yeah,
yes.
I think probably. I think all of us did. I did. And that was hard too. But. Well, people, again, thank you very, very much. It's been, I think, a good process, a learning process, as every one of them is. And, oh, I just wanted to finish up with one other thing. I do understand, too, I don't know how many of the counselors know this, but apparently all of the, from what I understand, all or most of the consultants who applied know each other anyway. Many of them have worked together before, so they all understand. It's, you were both saying, the process, and it's almost as bad as elimination on American Idol. Some stuff, all these people, and only one person's going to get it. So we just have to go through what we have to go through. What I understand is that all of the consultants have sort of have relationships with each other and a lot of respect for each other. So it all works out. So, any other council comment, discussion? All right, I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
I so moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to adjourn. Roll call vote, please.
Councilor Ward, yes.
Councilor McPhee, yes.
Councilor Hedges, yes.
Mayor Shields, yes.
Councilor Brenner, yes.
Thank you, everyone. Meeting is adjourned at 5:42 p.m.
No.